Whitlock, bigot LeBron lying when he says black people scared in America. By Warner Todd Houston on August 25, 2020. On Tuesday, OutKick's Jason Whitlock ridiculed bigot LeBron James for saying blacks are scared in America in the wake of the police-involved shooting of Wisconsin man Jacob Blake. I'm black. I'm not scared. I'm not terrified. Neither is LeBron James. He's lying. He and the political activists controlling him want black people to immerse themselves in fear. Fear is a tool used to control people, Whitlock wrote in his tweet for the article. In his piece, Whitlock began relating to his readers the several tweets and statements that LA Lakers star LeBron James issued concerning the shooting in Kenosha. James made several claims, including that blacks are scared to live in America, and that the police officers in Kenosha are murderers. Whitlock could not disagree with James more. I'm black. I'm not scared. I'm not terrified. Neither is LeBron James. He's lying, Whitlock accused. He and the political activists controlling him want black people to immerse themselves in fear. Fear is a tool used to control people. If you comply with police instructions, there is virtually no chance of an American citizen being harmed by police. Whitlock goes on to slam the Lakers star for making judgments about the shooting based only on the one video liberals have passed around as proof of wrongdoing by the police. However, a second video shows more, Whitlock says. It's very difficult to investigate police shootings and play NBA playoff games, Whitlock said, slamming James. Officer James is clearly unaware of a second video that shows police on the opposite side of Blake's car wrestling with Blake on the ground. Blake escapes the police, gets to his feet, and walks to the driver's side of his vehicle. During his comments after the game on Monday evening, James attacked the Kenosha police as mentally unstable people who might wake up on the wrong side of the bed in the morning and sally forth into the neighborhoods with a itchy trigger finger. Whitlock, though, pointed out that the police may have had the same thought. Did Jacob Blake wake up on the wrong side of the bed Sunday morning? Whitlock asked. Whitlock noted that he was suspicious about the video, and said he felt he needed to wait a while to find out more information before commenting. But James did not act with such morality. LeBron James has more than 40 million followers on Twitter, Whitlock said. Doesn't he have a moral responsibility to be informed and measured before commenting on a controversy that could inspire civil unrest? What's the harm in waiting 48 hours, 72 hours, or a week? Is James intentionally being used as an agent of chaos? Whitlock wondered. Before he closed, Whitlock had even more harsh words for James, saying, James' Twitter feed reads like a transcript from a KKK rally. Whitlock added, he's promoting racism. He's demonizing a group of white people based on the behavior of a few. Whitlock ended with a strong attack on James and his motivations. As a black man, that sort of racist tactic should be terrifying. That racist tactic was used to deny us freedom in this country. No one who professes to care about the welfare of black people would adopt the tactics of white bigots. Bigots, regardless of color, have a common trait. Ignorance. Ignorance fuels their ego. Information is their enemy. They avoid it at all costs. Negative anecdotes frame their worldview. Bigotry has subdued and detained LeBron James, Whitlock said. In the end, Whitlock thinks that Black Lives Matter is a campaign to spread racial division. Black Lives Matter is a clever Twitter hashtag designed to spread racial division. Twitter baits and rewards racial demagoguery. James is addicted to social media. His bigotry is no surprise, he concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.